give the practical proof of Brahma Baba's love, may you be worthy and equal. If you say that you have a lot of love for Father Brahma, then the sign of that love is that you also have love for the things that the Father had love for. To love the same things. Whatever actions you perform, before performing those actions, before speaking anything, before thinking anything, before performing actions, before speaking, before thinking, check, is this something that Father Brahma would love? Even the thoughts that you have, check, is this? That is going to tell everyone in class this morning. She's been telling everyone even in the Hindi Murali not to fall asleep during the Murali, and she's been telling people by names. Brahma Baba's speciality was that he did what he thought and he did what he said. I want a friend who wants to become like that. That is said to Jinti Ben. Straight after Amritwala, she said, I've got many service companions, but I want a friend who's going to be same in making effort in the way that Baba wanted. Dadi is there, of course, but in terms of chit-chat, she doesn't do so much. And Gulzar Dadi is now becoming like that, that you come to Dadi to share things that really touch you. The gopis, the angels, they don't have attachment to anyone, but they're always seeing one another and they have so much love and regard for one another. Who's ready to become that friend? Or are you happy to go along your own different paths? So before you do anything, check, is this something that Brahma Baba loves? The particular speciality of Brahma Baba was, he did what he thought, he did what he said. Even whilst facing opposition, he always remained set in his position. So to give the practical proof of love, means to follow the Father and to become worthy and equal. Slogan for this morning. A fortunate soul, one who has the fortune of happiness, is one. So remember this throughout the day. A soul who has the fortune of happiness is one who doesn't have any waves of sorrow even in his thoughts. Not even in your thoughts to experience any waves of sorrow. Who's sitting here like that, who doesn't have any waves of sorrow in their thoughts even? This is what Baba wants from the children. Reading the Amritwala point for 1st May. When Baba asks you if you are powerful and victorious, you say yes.
Shakti Shali Vijayi Ho. Aap kehte ha.
This is also a sign of intense, fast transformation.
Ganesh bano. Ganesh bankar chuhe par swari karo.
Be Ganesh, the one who's riding the mouse.
Ganesh ki chuhe par swari.
Ganesh, the one with the elephant head, is shown riding on a mouse.
Ab sevi gan vinashak bano.
Become a destroyer of obstacles from now. Don't be afraid of the mice.
Chuhe aapki shaktiyon ko kha lete hain.
The mice eats away all your powers.
Maya chuha ban gaya.
This is how Maya comes like
chuha
a mouse.
Aapki shaktiyon ko kha lete hain. Ye aapki san shakti ko samapat kar. Ye aapki san shakti ko samapat kar deta hai.
In this way, Maya finishes your power of tolerance and your power of love. The mouse finishes the power of tolerance and the love. So don't be afraid of the mouse, but you have to finish the mouse. Destroy the mouse. So, because where does Baba bring all of these things from? So throughout the day, think about all of these things inside yourself. It's today that your attention was drawn that Maya is a mouse, wasn't it? My heart said to myself, to my heart, only one Baba is mine and none other. I sit with you, I eat and play with you, I dance with you. You are our world. I find all types of happiness in you. This is what my heart said to myself. Mine is one Baba and none other. You are my mother and father. You are my friend, my brother. I have all relationships with you. You are my teacher and Satguru. This is what my heart said to myself. Give us so much love and remembrance that we don't remember anything else.
Hum hai shukr guzar tumhare, bhaag
We are so thankful to you. Our mind is so happy with the fortune that you have given us.
अपने ध्यान पर रखने के लिए मुरली से ध्यान पर अच्छा सहज हो जाता है. कल की बातें कल हो गई.
To pay attention to yourself, it's the things from the Murli that help you. Whatever Baba said yesterday, that was okay for yesterday. Today you got something new. And you don't need to worry about what's going to happen tomorrow. You know that everything's going to be even better. Baba said from the time that you belonged to Baba, yes, you didn't take birth to Baba through the womb, but you took birth through the mouth. Baba said child, and I said Baba, and the connection was forged.
तब से पता ही है उसने का मैंने आपको बताया कहानी.
I've shared this story with you before. I came to Baba.
सामने खड़ी हूँ.
In that way.
बाबा का जनक बच्ची आ गई.
I came to Baba and I was standing in front of Baba and Baba said, child, Janak has come. And I cried. I told Baba, why did you call me so late? So Baba called me closer. And I said, I'm not going to come. You have to come closer to me. So Baba got up from the gadi and came to the back of the class and hugged me. I was really complaining to Baba a lot. Why did you call me so late? It was after a year. And I was shedding tears for so long, saying, I don't want the knowledge of the drama because the same thing will happen after a cycle. But Baba gave me so much love and said, but child, you've come now, no? Now you can go ahead of everyone. You're here now. I had felt that I had really been separated from Baba for so long and now I've come. And perhaps you all don't have that much value. But Baba has called you. Baba called me and I came, so all of you have also been called. What did Baba say today? When you come to Baba, you have to become Brahma Kumars and Kumaris because you're going to claim your inheritance from the grandfather. What's the inheritance you receive? Liberation in life in a second. In a second, you become free from bondage and you have liberation in life. There's no bondage at all. I asked Baba, Baba, can we receive liberation in life in a second? And Baba said, yes. The true children, the real children, are those who become liberated in life in a second. It's a matter of just a second. When transformation takes place, it takes just a second. So whatever you have, want to become, whatever you have become, all of you have become that in just a second. Those who've been thinking a lot, they've been left behind. But all those, the ones who become the good children of Baba, they become that in a second. It's not after thinking a great deal that they become like that. And so it's in this that it's number-wise. The memorial of Janak about a second is being bodiless and being a trustee. So when you have the practice of both of these very well, being bodiless and a trustee, then you can say, yes, you are Janak number one. Within a second, to be bodiless, I, the soul, am a child of God. I'm sitting in this body. Yes, today's Murali Baba saying the body is made through corruption because it was created through vice and it has to be made elevated. So whilst being in the body, the soul has the awareness that I belong to God who is up above. And with that awareness, you're able to become pure. So when the soul becomes pure, then the body of the five elements also becomes pure. So all the account of the past has now finished because now we become the mouth-born creation. There shouldn't be the slightest trace of any laukikness in your blood or even in your face, your features, your eyes, that anyone says, this one is this one's child, this one's daughter, this one's sister, this one's my brother. But no, because then you're not able to experience the happiness and bliss of having died alive. Baba says, you should never experience any sorrow. A child of God, how can such a soul experience sorrow? Brahma Baba had to face so much opposition, but yet he remained fixed in his position because he had the awareness, I belong to that one. I have surrendered to him. I'm here for service. What does it mean to be surrendered? That I belong to him. Who have I surrendered to? A bride, a wife is desperate for, desperately in remembrance of the bridegroom. To be fully obedient to the father is separate, and to be totally obedient to the husband is separate. And so, being obedient to the father, you have to be worthy and give the proof. And being obedient to the husband, you're totally faithful. Obedient to the father, you want to be just obedient. And yesterday, Baba was speaking about being trustworthy and honest. Obedient and trustworthy. It's the worthy children who are like this. But a bride would make sure that she has unadulterated remembrance, that there isn't any kind of mixture of anything, that there isn't any attention towards bodily beings, and even the attention of others is not on you in that way. When you have the awareness of being the bride and are totally faithful to the husband, then the sins are destroyed. Why is Baba saying again and again, the sins should be destroyed, the soul should become pure and clean?
Yeah.
when there's a deep concern that I want to become pure, and you're constantly saying, I want to become this, I want to become this, I want to make the soul elevated, then, and one Murli Baba had said, I keep on checking how much homework I've done, and so I read the Avyakt Murlis. So Baba had been saying, are your thoughts, words and actions all elevated at the same time? Thoughts, words, actions. So I was checking myself. Baba's watching and seeing. If any of this is ordinary, then Baba will show me a stern eye. Today Baba said, talk about knowledge amongst yourselves, don't talk about useless things. I know those who talk of useless things, they come off Baba's heart within a second. And then once they've come off Baba's heart, it's difficult to climb up again, to be seated in Baba's heart again. Someone might say, Baba, this one's doing this and this. Baba says, what's it to you? Baba's sitting here. Baba will take care of it. Why are you talking about it with someone else? Each one is making their own individual effort. You don't need to interfere in that. Thoughts, words, actions, are these elevated? Each one is playing their own part and it's fixed. You just keep your thoughts elevated, keep your words elevated, and this way you'll create your reward, you'll become elevated. And you'll be Baba's companion in creating the elevated world. To become Baba's companion for the elevated world. So the work of a true bride who is faithful to the husband, her work is her own, that she's also attained victory over death and time. She's the one who's giving inspiration for remembrance to others. In such a way that they receive a current and they're pulled to have that remembrance. So my remembrance should be such that I am able to inspire others to be pulled in remembrance. Sit in front of Baba, don't get involved with other things, and just let yourself be pulled in remembrance. And then Baba will make you bodiless. And you sit in front of Baba. Baba knows that the intellect was previously scattered a lot. Even now, it's not able to be concentrated and still. And so now, with the power of concentration, like the Amritvela point talking about Ganesh riding the mouse. Perhaps you don't realize this. Why is it that your power goes away in just a short time? It takes a lot of time to fill yourself with that power. One is you don't waste anything, and in this way you accumulate power through knowledge and yoga. Knowledge gives you understanding, and your duty is to consider yourself to be a soul. Don't become body conscious. This is knowledge. And it gives you a power. Go beyond body consciousness. Go beyond arrogance. And then have so much love with the bestower of knowledge, and you're having yoga with him. Yes, you've enjoyed knowledge a lot because you've understood that this is the corrupt world and the other is the elevated world. And so what you're going to do now? Baba has related all of these things to you, and so by listening to those things, you develop so much power by that realization. Yesterday I was sitting with someone and saying, when you have the realization that what I'm thinking, what I'm saying, all of this is wrong, and you think about the things that Baba is saying, when you compare it, then you're able to have some deep realization. When you think about Baba's words, then you're able to have realization. But when you're caught up in other thoughts, then you're not able to have realization. Sometimes the intellect is locked and you can't think about the things that Baba's speaking about. So if you were to have such thoughts and try to have your sins destroyed by having this kind of churning, it's like you don't even stay in this kind of thoughts. So I don't remember how many years ago it was. It was some time ago that Daddy was asked to read a message, Baba's message in English. And at that time, this really touched Daddy. So one is blockage. Well, there's blockage. You want to do something, but there's so much pain that you can't do anything. When there's blockage in the heart, arteries in the heart, then it doesn't allow you to do anything because there's so much pain. And the other is bondage. There's bondage of one thing or another. It's not even bondage to bodily beings, but bondage to your own sanskars and nature. Nowadays, there's a lot of bondage to their nature. This is working very well nowadays. This has kept souls in bondage. There aren't any other bondages, but because of your sanskars, you have created your nature to be like that. Originally, your nature is not so devilish and not so strong, but because of your sanskars, you have created such a nature. And this is a bondage. And then there's the barriers. The pain has gone. There's no longer the blockage because the doctor has performed surgery. You now have courage to do something, but your nature doesn't allow you to do it. Your careless nature doesn't allow you to do something good. Or the habit of giving excuses doesn't allow you to do something. Some people have the habit of giving excuses in the same way as one has the habit of smoking and drinking. It's like they're ready with the excuses. Anytime you tell them something, they'll give an excuse. And they might not say anything in words, but they'll say, okay, I'll think about it. But instead, be obedient and faithful to Baba. Yes, Baba, Ji Baba. It's like such souls who have the habit of giving excuses won't be able to say this instantly. Yes, Baba. This is a bondage of your own thoughts and ideas. Or you've kept the bondage of the experience of your past life. You say, well, I've experienced it before. It's happened like that before also, and so now I don't think I'd want to do. And so this is also a bondage. So until you become free from bondage, you can't become liberated in life. One who's liberated in life is totally free. Once Baba asked, Baba asked something and I felt the pain of that. Why is Baba asking me? Baba has a right and so he can say whatever he wants, but why is he asking me this instead? Whatever Baba says, whenever he says, I understand that there's benefit in that. So to be able to keep yourself ready in front of Baba in this way so that Baba can say anything at any time, But you know, sometimes there's a barrier. In front of the royal personalities, you find that the barriers are removed automatically. It's like other people will do it. When I go up the mountain, then even at the toll tax point, when the car comes, then automatically they kind of remove the barrier post and they're kind of waiting also, and they say that daddy from London has come. They know which car it is, and so they're waiting for the Tony. So if my character is elevated, then no one can stop me in any way. This is why Baba said, you have to reform your character. Even now some people are sleeping. Some people say they're just looking down. Julius? Brother Julius? That is deliberately mentioning names so that you become alert for all time. Don't feel bad about it, but I feel you're all very good, but just this one habit, that's not good. If the bondage and blockage goes away, then you won't feel any pain in your heart or your head. But with courage and enthusiasm, it will be as though your feet are not on the ground. What is service? Happiness, blessings, nothing else. There's no bondage. Some people don't have a bondage of their own nature, but they have the bondage of the nature of others, and they say this one's like this and this one's like that, and this is also bad. So let the barrier be removed, let the blockage be opened. So Baba is saying, be elevated, be real gold, and this is how you'll be able to create the real jewelry. Baba tells us such wonderful things. He entertains us and makes us laugh, but at the same time also makes us sensible. Don't make effort with that seriousness, but do it with pleasure. Make effort, but do it with pleasure. Enjoy yourself and experience success. Not that you make effort now and you get the success later, but no. To use in a worthwhile way to experience surface as success means you receive the fruit instantly. You make effort and you receive the fruit of that, the power of that right now. The instant visible fruit of effort to experience that right now, not later on. So you've all understood, haven't you? That you're the ones who are going to eat the instant, practical, visible fruit. Everything seems dry, tasteless in front of the happiness that we receive from your love. God, in your sweet remembrance, we experience the intoxication, godly intoxication. forgotten that consciousness of the body. I don't remember that old world. But both the lovely worlds are now in my both eyes. The sky seems so small. And my feet are not on the ground either. It's as though I don't belong to this world. I see sparkling lights everywhere. This world is decorated with jewels. The life is so fruitful now, and my dreams have now become true. It's like God has become the boatman of my boat of life. What more do I need to say? God, in your sweet remembrance, I experience godly intoxication. The happiness that I experience in your love, everything else is dry in front of that.